Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and I've got a very important 15 minutes for Columbus, Ohio Citygate Processing Plant. Now, if it applies to your plant as well, take it and run with it. But what I'm going to talk right now is specifically for Columbus, Ohio. The management is getting creative. They're getting innovative on some nonsense, I might add. But if you don't have strong, knowledgeable union leadership, Columbus, Ohio, you are going to be in for a very rough ride. It has come to my attention, in fact, I've actually been scheduled to do it, that when mail handlers, career mail handlers who are on the overtime desire list, Columbus, Ohio is scheduling those mail handlers to come in and work out of section. First of all and foremost, let me say this to you. Sometimes we have to put ourselves aside to support solidarity. But at the same time, you need that overtime dollar to maintain whatever it is you've got going on in your life. It's a quandary, but I'm asking mail handlers, let's support this. If we support it, and I'll break down what I mean by support this. If we support it, we're still going to make the same money. We're just going to force management to do it properly. This is what I'm talking about. Mail handlers on the overtime desire list are being scheduled in on their non-sched days. This only applies to non-sched days as of right now. But they're telling them, like they told me, you could come in on your non-sched day, but you're going to work somewhere else. Not even a little compliant with our contract. I want to start the conversation off with a clear understanding that this is not a I'm right, you're wrong issue. Let's understand that. This is me trying to convince you that let's look at the contract literally and let's take out, okay, he said this, so that means that. No, let's go what we have written in black and white. And in black and white, we've got a couple issues that culminate into one decision. The issues are, one, Columbus, Ohio is a plant that all their overtime is by section. You see, in post office, contractually, the plant operations branch presidents, through local memorandum of understanding, they make the choice how overtime is going to be allocated in postal facilities. And there's only two options: by tour or by section. By tour or by section. By tour literally means you can work your overtime anywhere in that building. There is one master list of all the overtime desire list personnel, and they assigned you wherever they need you. It might be where you work normally. It might not be when we're talking by tour overtime. When we're talking overtime by section, that means all your overtime that you work in the plant operations should be in that section. Now, let me tell you, people make anomalies for this issue, but there really is never a reason to violate this issue. And I do mean never. So you have to understand, going into our conversation, that overtime in the post office in Citygate, Columbus, Ohio, is by section. Now, if we can't agree on that, the rest of the conversation is futile. Okay, moving forward. If we understand that we have a local memorandum of understanding that says all our overtime is by section, how can your union allow management to bring you in and send you out of unit? Well, let me tell you how they're doing it. What they're doing is they're bringing you into work. Then here comes some of that home cooking that I so don't like. When they bring you in on your non-sked day, it is the understanding of your union that you are the junior person in that unit that day. And let me tell you, nothing, and I do mean nothing, could be further from the truth. I'm going to tell you what I feel right now. And please, I challenge you to take this to your union when they tell you, I don't know what I'm talking about. Have them show you why I don't know. And I promise you, they can't do it. When you come in on your non-sked day, you never lose seniority. I don't care what anybody tells you, and I stand firm on that. Your seniority is your seniority, whether you're on overtime, whether you're on a change of schedule, it doesn't matter. Your seniority is always your seniority. I cannot think of one instance in our contractual language where your seniority changes. Give me one, I challenge you. And let me tell you how your union arrives at the thought that you lose your seniority or you're the junior person. However you want to phrase that. They arrive at it because in Article 8, when you come in on your non-scheduled day, you are not entitled to anything. Do you hear what I say? You are not entitled. Now, because that said, that contract language says you're not entitled, I think that management and our union took that way left. If I'm on overtime, I've got an LMOU that says overtime is by section. So you can't really find a way to take me out of my section. And if I come in on my non-sked day and I'm not entitled, that does not make me the junior employee. Let me give you a scenario and hold on, because I know you haven't heard it and it's going to sound real different to you. When we talk about not being entitled on your day off, I see that as you select your job right in the order of everybody else, or right in the order that you do every day. Now, listen, because this requires a little management, which you know you'll never see. When you select your job, an employee junior to you can bump you if they so choose to do so, as long as same level. That's what I see as not entitled. Not all of this, you come in, you're at the bottom. No, that does not, it's not what that says. It says you're not entitled. So if I'm the senior person in my unit, on my day off, I should still be able to pick my job first. But if one of the junior drivers say, you know what, I want to bump Ken off that job today, then I have to move. That's what it means to me. Now, again, as I said earlier, we're not talking he's right, he's wrong. I'm trying to show you how we're going to take that contract. And again, we're going to look at the exact same words, but with a different mindset. And that mindset is going to be, how are we going to make this most beneficial for mail handlers? I mean, actually make it work for the mail handlers. And again, this is just one of the many ways that I want to share with Local 304. But Columbus, Ohio, stop letting management tell you that you're a junior. You're never junior. And I know this is a hard sell because, and let's just keep it 100. The overtime dried up in that building for about, I don't know, 2-3 months, longer than I've seen it done before. So now it's kind of coming back and we, you know, that water's running and we want to drink. And I get it. I do get it. But I'm telling you, if we were to show just a little solidarity on the little things, then we could hold postal management accountable for much greater things. And let me just tell you how simple it would be not to have this problem. All management has to do is when you come into work on your non-sked day, you are still in your spot for seniority that you're in every day. If you need to access out of the unit, then you access out by juniority, not because you're the overtime person at work today. And guess what? We have no problem. But right now, I think postal management is trying to flex and get not so much contractual, but innovative, that's going to do damage to the mail handlers if you don't wake up and vote against it. Kenny Hodges, support me, vote for me as your local president.